CCB Scholarship Committee presents 2018 and 2019 Scholarship Winters by Christy Crespin. The CCB Scholarship Committee is proud to present the 2018-2019 Scholarship Awards to the following applicants. Larice Reese Diamond. Ms. Diamond is receiving an award in the amount of $2,000 from the CCB Fine Arts Scholarship Fund. She's a senior at San Diego State University, majoring in communications, with minors in sociology and interdisciplinary studies. She's a past scholarship recipient with both CCB and ACB, and is active with the CCB Membership Committee. In her essay, she wrote, "Many sexual assault survivors live by an oppressive code of silence, a silence which I believe can be broken through participation in trauma-informed, humanities-based arts programming. My Creative Consciousness Project intends to codify an arts and humanities-based curriculum into an educative platform which assists sexual assault survivors in finding and emancipating their political voice. A three-pronged program entailing active listening, mindful reflection, and elocutionary presentation hopes to holistically broaden social and political attitudes, cultivating a well-developed perspective. Narratives, music, theater, documentaries, art, and literary media will engage participants in multiple modes of self-expression, followed by meditation and self-healing exercises to end each day. The Creative Consciousness Project embodies my goals for the future, aspirations shaped by my past." Anthony Tony Kim. Mr. Kim is receiving a $3,000 award from Active Blind Incorporated and CCB. He is a doctoral candidate at UC Berkeley studying architecture. He wrote in his essay, "It was only about 5 years ago that my interest in lighting started. Having just entered a master's program at UC Berkeley, the first class I stepped into was a building science course on daylighting. That professor noticed something interesting about me, my sensitivity to light. Encouraged to cultivate this skill further, he suggested some books, experiments on perception, and field trips to experience different spaces. What we didn't know at the time was that this sensitivity was a byproduct of a rare ocular degenerative disease. Suffice it to say, I spent the rest of that school year looking for opportunities to further my understanding of daylight in the built environment. Though lighting projects focused on energy efficiency kept me plenty occupied, I couldn't help but notice the absence of human health-connected research. As I was interested to learn more, my advisor encouraged me to take the following year to conduct research in Sweden to explore lighting for circadian health. My time spent there was exciting. It gave me the opportunity to work with researchers at the Karolinska Institute to institute a lighting lounge that would address seasonal affective disorder, a circadian disorder that affects one-third of the country. Though the project focused on electric lighting, it furthered my appreciation for designing with daylight. I also realized that the basic research on the non-visual effect of lighting on circadian health was far from complete and had a ways to go before it could be absorbed into policy and the practice of architecture. At this point in my life, my work with lighting was well on its way to being a career when my journey with blindness began." Sylvia Blanco. Ms. Blanco is receiving a $2,000 award from Active Blind Incorporated. She's a first-year Master of Social Work student at CSU San Bernardino. Her goal is to work with and advocate for disenfranchised students. She wrote in her essay, "My professors and advisors demonstrated just how fulfilling a career in social services could be. So I decided that I wanted to be a social worker. In this career, I would have the opportunity to guide, support, assist, advocate, and most importantly, empower those individuals seeking assistance. The latter was the greatest tool my counselors and professors from community college passed on to me, because due to this, I finally had this sense of accomplishment and the control over my life that I had been missing. The next step in my academic career is obtaining a master's in social work. With this degree, I would be able to combine two of my passions, social service and education. I would like to guide students and parents with their academic needs." Moses Babafemi. Mr. Babafemi is receiving a $2,000 award from Active Blind Incorporated. He is a previous ACB scholarship winner. He's working toward his Master's of Science degree in Rehabilitation Counseling at CSU LA. He wrote in his essay, "It's been my desire since I encountered overnight blindness 18 years ago to work in a field that empowers people with diverse abilities, which is one of the reasons I chose a career goal of rehabilitation counseling, with the hope of specialization in the deaf blindness. Besides, I find it natural to advise and encourage people, and most excited when I'm able to affect my society positively and see others doing great in spite of opposition. Lizeth Liz Bonillas. Miss Bonillas is receiving a $2,000 award from Active Blind Incorporated. She's a student working on her Associate of Arts degrees in both psychology and Spanish at Grossmont College. She plans to transfer to CSU San Diego. In her essay, she wrote, "My ultimate goal is to attend San Diego State University and become a clinical psychologist. Here I will help children without a voice and become the counselor and advocate that I so badly needed when I was a child. I sincerely hope I will be able to assist troubled kids to realize that disabilities, difficult circumstances, and corrupt people do not have to take away their dreams, that they can persevere, just as I did, to be who and what their hearts truly desire." Adrian Hermosillo. Mr. Hermosillo is receiving a $2,000 award from Active Blind Incorporated. He is a previous scholarship winner. He's a junior at CSU San Bernardino, majoring in International Business Administration with an emphasis on marketing. He wrote in his essay, "2 years ago today, if I would have written this same statement, my purpose and vision would not be as clear as it is today. All throughout my life, and especially in my high school years, I prepared to be a leader, a visionary, and a student who not only had good grades, but was well-rounded and made a significant contribution to the community. I prepared through high school for everything but becoming legally blind. If I was writing this statement 3 years ago, reality would be that I wouldn't even know where to start because I wasn't really sure where I was going. Upon graduation, my goal is to secure employment in a nonprofit or with the government in an area that I can make significant contribution to the organization. My goal is to be able to help others and/or organizations that provide the opportunity for employment for disabled individuals." Antoine Wing. Mr. Wing is receiving a $2,000 award from CCB. He is studying at CSU Sacramento for his master's degree in biochemistry. In his essay, he wrote, "In addition to bringing my knowledge of physics and other personal ideas to the graduate program, the reason for studying at the advanced level is to gain a deeper understanding of biochemistry and its association with human health and disease, as well as to come up with some fresh ideas and theories about some incurable, debilitating metabolic disorders. Moreover, upon completing my graduate work, I may consider going for a doctoral program in biochemistry and molecular biology so I can become a well-accomplished scientist at some research institution." Josue Lopez Hernandez. Mr. Lopez Hernandez is receiving a $1,000 award from CCB. He's a senior at CSULA, majoring in communications and minoring in Spanish. He wrote in his essay, "In August 22, 2016, I was officially a Cal State LA student. 1 month before stepping foot in LA, I became a United States citizen. I have been here in Los Angeles for 1 year and a half. From February 2017 to June 2017, I worked as an assistant for the study abroad program. My task was to do research about Colombia, the nation where I studied abroad last summer. I was in the South American country for 3 weeks, which completely changed my life. In Colombia, I discovered the importance of entrepreneurship. EAN University, campus located in Colombia's capital, Bogota, taught me how important it was to be independent when it comes to creating one's own business. Then I created this new quote, quote, if the importunities will not come to me because of my disability, I will create those chances myself. In response, I'm taking an 8-week course about entrepreneurship here at Cal State LA. In Chocó, the poorest land in Colombia, my heart was humbled by the kindness of its people. There I realized that those who have less are the ones willing to give more." Rostam Dadian. Mr. Dadian is receiving a $1,000 award from CCB. He's a previous CCB scholarship winner. He's majoring in business administration with an emphasis on finance at CSU LA. He wrote in his essay, "I want to finish my bachelor's degree and look into a graduate program to continue to study finance. My emphasis is finance, and I would like to work with people in the future to show them that their financial goals should be considered early on in life because it will highly affect their future. Also, in general, I would look into public speaking and maybe even local politics. I think it's important to let people know that whatever it is that they're going through, they are not alone, and they have the ability to do something about it. In order to reach those goals, I intend to educate myself and continue to learn." The 2019-2020 CCB scholarship application process will commence in 2019. There are special scholarship awards for government and fine arts available. If you reside in California and are a full-time student who is legally blind, please consider applying. If you have questions, you may contact the CCB Scholarship Committee members, Christy Crespin, Nellie Emerson, Linda Perel, Leslie Tom, Rob Turner, and Robert Wendt through the CCB office. Other scholarships, CCLVI 2019 Scheigert Scholarships. As we move toward the end of 2018, we draw closer to the beginning of a new Scheigert Scholarship season. The 2019 application window opens January 1st and closes March 15th. The scholarships are awarded annually to low-vision students, one each to an incoming freshman, an undergraduate, and a graduate student. The award for the academic year is valued at $3,000. Recipients are expected to attend the 2019 ACB National Conference and Convention in Rochester, New York, as guests of CCLVI. Scholarships are funded by the generous support of CCLVI member Fred Scheigert. Eligibility requirements, financial details, and other relevant information are available on the CCLVI website, www.cclvi.org. Click on Scheigert Scholarship to gain access to program guidelines and reimbursement policy. 2019 ACB Scholarship Applications. The American Council of the Blind has a great opportunity for students who are legally blind to earn a scholarship, whether you are going to a technical college, an entering freshman, undergraduate, or a graduate student. Over $55,000 in scholarships are awarded to students each year. To be eligible, you need to be legally blind in both eyes, maintain a 3.0 GPA, and be involved in your school and local community. As a scholarship winner, you will experience firsthand ACB's National Conference and Convention in July, where you'll meet other students who share the same life experiences, create lasting friendships, and network with individuals who understand what you are going through and can help you with your journey. The 2019 ACB Scholarship application is now open. Access acb.org/2019-scholarship to fill out the form. To help you prepare or to submit your application, ACB will soon be conducting a brief webinar on our scholarship program and the application process. The form must be submitted no later than February 15, 2019 at 11:59 p.m. Central Time. For more information, please contact Nancy Christine Fila at phone number 612-332-3242 or call 800-866-3242 between the hours of 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We look forward to receiving your application materials.